are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And I'd like to welcome everybody around the world that's listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are in over 160 different countries around the world, and I am pleased to share with you people that are making our lives brighter, as well as those that are uplifting our consciousness and educating us on things that are happening in the world that are moving us forward. Even though it feels a little bit like maybe there's chaos and mayhem in the world, as long as we pay attention to growing and keep ourselves, what I say, smooth, we might have an opportunity to actually advance. And I just came back from Brazil a few days ago. I got back visiting John of God and taking another group down there. And we just had an amazing time. We had such a great time. The entities of light were in full swing, and it was the crossing over of the patron saint's passing. So it was Dominacio's birthday of passing. And when I was there in April, it was his birthday of the time in which he laid down his sword in front of the Virgin Mary in Montserrat, Spain. But this time, it was his passing. And he incorporated in John of God for a brief moment in the morning. And I was standing right there at the stage when that happened. And what was amazing is I was suffering a very serious root canal issue. And I'd been really sick, and I'd been plowing through being a guide and guiding my group while I was very ill, and visiting dentists and doctors when I was down there in Brazil. And wow, that was a rough go. But as soon as he incorporated on stage, he looked right at me, and I felt like I could feel the energy just coming into my body, and it was so intent. And he gave a long talk that morning about the blessed water and the importance of the blessed water and the importance of the things that we're given in life to value, especially there, the things that they provide and the entities of light come through and provide for people, and how those things actually manifest to help people. He was kind of implying that we don't know how much it really is helping people, but I can stand witness to say, not only over time, but this time, I felt it immediately, and I almost felt like I got a surgery when he looked at me, and I knew I couldn't go lay down because I was going to have a special ceremony of baptism later that day, as well as I had to help my people who were coming out of surgery. So if I laid down and started to process that energy, I probably wouldn't have gotten up again for like another 24 hours. But the message I got later that day is just show up. Just show up. No matter what you do, just show up. And it's showing up that begets grace. So you may not be perfect in what you do. You may not seemingly have the greatest of circumstances, but showing up counts. So by that afternoon, I went back to the Great Hall after the ceremony I was in, and that then had me sitting in the energy prior to the next session. And I was still feeling everything, and I was still feeling almost woozy, but I dropped into this amazingly deep meditation, and it was then that I felt healed in my root canal area. All the pain went away. All the pressure ended. Everything stopped. My nose stopped running. It was amazing. I was really sick prior to that, and my people were witness to it. I was kind of a case. But at that point, I was able to recognize this change that was happening right away as I sat there. And so I went in and I said, thank you. I was very grateful. And he kind of gave me assurance, the entity that was there next gave me assurance that, in fact, things were being worked on indeed, and they were being helped along. And so to add to the stories of how interesting the entities are and how they work and weave through everything, my root canal still needed tending to, because it was left that I don't have a crown on there and it needed to be addressed when I got home. So when I got home, I figured, you know, I'm going to go to the endodontist and have him look at the root canal now and compare notes and look at the x-rays I did down there and now the x-rays here. And we're going to see what they show and what I need to do and if I just need to get a crown or, you know, how that's going to work out. So I called the endodontist and I was explaining the whole story to him, saying I'd had some work done down in Brazil. And he said to me, this is true, he said to me, did you go see John of God? Were you down there seeing John of God by any chance? And I said, well, yes, actually, I was seeing John of God, and I was there during that time. And he said, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. I can't believe you're telling me this, because here I was just watching a documentary on healing last night, and it was featuring John of God. And he was totally awestruck. And of course, I'm giggling because I'm wondering, you know, is this going to result in my really needing more root canal work, or is it just a conversation lineup that's getting me to this orthodontist, or not orthodontist, but this endodontist, to actually talk about all the things that were happening there? I don't think there's any mistakes. And as he said to me on the phone, he goes, you know, nothing's random, right? And I said, yeah, I'm witness to the fact that nothing in this world is random. And I feel very strongly that synchronicities abound. Even if they're unhappy synchronicities, I think they're leading to better things at times. And sometimes it can feel like there's just endless pressure, but when you have things like that, it just speaks to a greater truth that's working out somehow. And people are seeking information, they're seeking things, they're looking for truth, especially today. People are looking for truth, they're looking for hope, really. I mean, what I see down there are people coming for healing, but more than before, I see a lot of people coming for spiritual work. In the past, it was really strange deformities and very severe cancer, and that's not to say that that doesn't still happen, but there's an absolute difference where today it seems like people are really willing to sit down and do their spiritual work more. And in doing so, they're finding kind of their own accelerated answers by the meditation current and just by going through the process and being present, by showing up, really. And so my people got a great boon out of it, and we worked really hard, really hard. We worked both back at the house that we were in as well as in the casa itself, working on consciousness and understanding concepts of consciousness and advancing so that their nervous system could take in greater amounts of information and optimize their time while they're there. And that worked out really well. We also took a trip up to a beautiful 7-tiered waterfall that is in a neighboring city. And 7, of course, is, you know, a spiritual number. And for those of you that don't know the meaning of 7, you can research that a little bit and contemplate what that means to you. But 7 is like the chakra system, we're part of it, and it's not necessarily a random number. So the fact that we went to a 7-tiered waterfall and we had a focus on those types of things, both numbers, crystals, the energy of crystals and what they do, we had a lot of fun with that. The culture, we got to experience the culture together in the sacred waterfall. And everybody, as I've always said, everybody is astounded by how they feel when they go under the waterfall. And when they go through the waterfall and come out the other side, they're just completely in awe. Their jaw drops and they're just like, wow. And it's cold. It's arrestingly cold. It's something that is just, it takes your breath away at times. But other times it doesn't. And everybody gets what they need under the sacred waterfall, where it's another wonder of the world, but it's private, and you need permission to go there. But it's a vortex that goes down into the earth, and at the base of the last bridge before you get into that waterfall, there's a set of trees, and the tree root system forms what looks like a human heart, and it's just absolutely amazing. There's really no words for it. It's something that you have to experience and something you have to feel. So when we're in it, each layer of the things that we do there are working to help people shed old karma, get rid of things that they need to get rid of, organize their energy field so it's more cohesive, it's more coherent to spirit. And just like they found out, the crystal beds down there are very powerful as well. And I think they also found out that the mind is always kind of in the way of spirit. And each time you get still, you can become yet more still and more still and more still. And this has you reaching deeper depths of quietude. And that quietude allows you to take in more subtle frequencies, which is what our whole theme was this trip. Working on the subtlety of energy, not just the gross energy of, oh my gosh, that was such a miraculous healing, but rather, what do I bring to the table and how am I organizing my own energy so that I can transform myself and take in more light? And that's really the theme of what we worked on through this whole trip. And everyone got what they needed. And they understood that by the time they left. It's just such a magical and beautiful gift to this world to see him be able to hold these energies of these entities of light. Saint Francis of Assisi had come in. Dominasio, of course, visited. All the entities were in tow in the casa on that special day when Dominasio incorporated. And he's such a powerful light now. It's hard for Medium Joao to hold him in his body for very long because he is really an extended light. But that just the energy of watching people come together in a room where they all speak different languages and yet they just passively, quietly, politely wait their turn. And on that day that Dominasio came in, he saw 5,000 people. 5,000 people in one day. There is no doctor on this planet that can do that. And the accuracy of the entities and how they are working with people, with energy, and the things that they offer are truly mind-boggling. It's a gift. It's a beautiful, beautiful adjunct to our world. And we have been given the opportunity to experience that. And for those people that have taken up healing in the world, this is a wonderful place for them to visit as well. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you some more about our trip and about all the great things that are happening down at John of God and the surrogate surgery that I did upon arrival. And so we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we're talking about my recent trip down to John of God again and the entities of light and all the beautiful things that they are doing for people around the world and all those that go there to visit. And we just had a great time there this time. It was just such a special meeting of hearts and souls and spirit and mind. And the people that I took there worked so hard. They did their work, and they did it better than ever. And it was seen and noted and commented on by the entity and rewarded for them. It was amazing. My hat's off to them. They really worked hard, and there wasn't a moment of downtime, and they just kept going and going, and they did it. You know, we would do all the CASA protocols and then go home and work on more things and have some fun and some meals in between, a little rest, a waterfall, and back at it. And they were amazing. So cheers to them, because really it's to their benefit. They get the reward of that. And it's just incredible, just really incredible. When I first arrived there this time, I had another lady that was potentially going to come. But she had gone into the hospital to manage the pain that she was in. And while she was in the hospital, they made a mistake, and the procedure they were doing to mitigate the pain in her spine actually caused a partial paralysis in her right leg. So if you can imagine, you're in a lot of pain already, and then you go into the hospital to alleviate the pain, and you get 10 times the pain, plus now partial paralysis and a physical anomaly that now you have to rehab back out of. And so my plans that I had had going into it and my time in advance to set up for my group coming got radically changed. And there was kind of no choice but to say to the entities, this is happening. Can we set her up to even try to get her here? Because they can do so many things, but they do things up to the level of which you have karma, and your karma allows that help. However, the more humble you are, the more grateful you are, the more willing to receive, the more grace comes to a person. And so when I went before the entity that first day, I presented her picture and showed the wound and the problem in the hospital. And he said to me unequivocally, you are going to work on her as a surrogate right now. And you sit in my current, which is the meditation, which are like church pews that are sitting next to him. And you sit there right now and you act as the surrogate to help her. And I work on her using you. So that's what I did that first afternoon. And to be honest with you, I know I was focusing on her and I remember that. But the energies were so intense, I don't remember much else of that. It was a deep meditation for many hours, maybe 4 hours, maybe five even. But it was a long time and it was very in depth. And then the next day, I went again so that he could see, you know, where we were at now. How is she now? And again, he said, you're going to continue this work today here. So you sit again. So I did that next morning. I did. And again, another 4 or 5 hours of focus. This was intense. And whatever was being worked out for this woman was something big. So the prayers, it's not just prayer. It's focus. And focus on a body system. Focus on the whole field of energy. And with the work that I do, I have a sense of the person's body systems and their blockages, I guess I could say, where the energies aren't correct and what needs to be done in those places energetically that would alleviate or heal it. And so up to the degree that I was allowed to do that in that energy field, I offered that. And they kind of oversaw that energy going to her. And then the next day, I took a physical, well, not a physical, an invisible surgery by the entities, which was also considered an intervention. That's what they call it down there. So they're intervening with the energies to help correct them or realign them properly or alleviate something in a system. And it's powerful. When you have an intervention, it's no little thing. It's a big deal. It's very, very powerful. And in this case, I said to them in my heart of hearts, please, you know, help her so that she heals. And then whatever's left over, help me with these things. And wow. I was in the surgery for a little while, and what happens is you put your hand on your heart and you ask for the things that you need, and the entity comes out, and whoever it is, I think it was St. Francis of Assisi that day, came out and said, basically, you know, you are looked after at this point. Your surgery is complete, and now you go back home to your pusada or your place that you stay, and you lay down for 24 hours and you rest while they work on you. And you are under what's called energetic anesthesia. And the energy that you are kind of enveloped in is the energy of the people sitting in the meditation current. It's a very powerful and meaningful exchange because the people that are creating and generating that current and holding that space are also giving service at the same time they're receiving healing too. So it's a brilliant give and take back and forth in this system. And so I went back home and laid down. And a few hours into it, I started to feel excruciating pain out of my lower spine, like around L4 or L5, radiating down my right leg into a portion of my leg. And wow, that lasted about 7 hours. And I checked in with the husband of the woman, and he confirmed that that's exactly where her issue was and the degree to which it was. And what's amazing to me is when I first arrived there this trip, and that first day after the current, when I was asked to be a surrogate for her and sit for her, I happened to run into somebody by default who basically shared a taxi with me to the waterfall, and they had been left behind from a grouping that was ordered by the entity to go to the waterfall. And this is very rare. The entities don't necessarily order people to go to the waterfall for surgeries or other things, but they've been doing it lately. And somehow I got in on this right away. And I think it was, as we say, no random event. And so I took the lady in my taxi down to the waterfall and went right in and through for the woman that I was being a surrogate for back in the U.S. And that surrogacy was amazing because as soon as I stepped in the waterfall, I couldn't breathe. I gasped for air, like, and it was just, I've never done that. I've never not been able to breathe in the waterfall. But at that moment in time, I literally couldn't breathe. And that night during the surgery where I had the radiating pain down my leg, when I was talking to her husband, I said, "This is what's been happening." And he says, "Not only is that accurate to what's happening to her, but what you said about not being able to breathe in the waterfall is exactly how she has been breathing in pain." And so we just never know how these things are connected and working out. But when we lend a heart and lend an intention toward other people for their well-being, all kinds of things can be worked out. And so maybe at that time I was stronger and I could take on some of what she had and help her through it. And that's my way of being able to do that. And when they do surrogacy down at John of God, it's by permission only. It's not something you just all of a sudden decide you're going to do and that's that. But it's powerful, and it's really meaningful work for people that are the recipients. The first time that I ever went down there, and you can go back to the archives and listen to my first or second show I have on this on the player on my website at makinglifebrighter.com, and you can check out some of my earlier trips and stories down to John of God. But I was a surrogate for a woman back in Salt Lake City that had rare leukemia. And that surrogacy resulted in her being told a month later that she was misdiagnosed and had no leukemia after all. It's the same thing that Wayne Dyer had and the same thing that Wayne Dyer went through at the time. We just never know. I mean, there's so many, many funny and beautiful healing stories that have come out of this, whether it's for an animal or a person or a relationship. All these things are being worked out in the world, and all these things are being availed. And for those that are willing to take self-responsibility toward healing, the entities of light are there for help, and they're there for assistance and empowerment in supporting us with loving energy from above in the spirit world. It's just an amazing, beautiful synergy there. It's really more than words can say, and it's an experience that you have to have in person to understand it. Now, people have amazing spiritual experiences any given day around the world, and miraculous healings, like I've said before, happen everywhere around the world. But the collective and cohesive, coherent energy that's happening down there in Brazil is rare. And one day, John of God won't be here anymore, and that opportunity will not be the same. But hopefully enough souls will have advanced by then to have them really working forward themselves. And if we tip the scale with enough conscious people in this world, we have an opportunity to change the outcome of the world and how we relate to one another. And that starts with compassion. And that's one of the most powerful components that happens at John of God, is you learn open-hearted compassion. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we have been sharing adventures at John of God, this show, and I have a whole series that I've done on John of God, so if you're interested, you can go back and look at the archives on the player, which is on the website at MakingLifeBrighter.com. You can also look up and subscribe to Making Life Brighter Radio on VoiceAmerica.com or on iTunes worldwide. But I have done featured shows all the way along about John of God and my travels there, as well as an interview with John of God himself. And that was kind of an interesting interview because the interview that I initially planned didn't take and it didn't record. And that's the only time that's ever happened to me. But he kind of said, just stay a while. We're old friends. Let's just talk. So we did. And it was astounding. And he's just a very interesting, loving individual, and he is a powerful, powerful medium. In the world today, people are very interested in improving their mediumship, and technically what that means is their availability for spirit to speak to them directly. I'll say it a different way, and that is that people become more in tune with their spiritual nature, and their intuition increases, and their self-knowingness increases. Now, some people are full incorporated mediums like Medium Joao, but that's rare. He's a rare individual on this planet that incorporates spirit entities, saints, doctors from previous lifetimes, and those that can be researched and documented as such, and they will announce themselves like they did this time to me. I am so-and-so. I am da-da-da-da-da. Well, anybody could tell you anything, right? And you can believe it or not, but you have a sense of it and you have a feeling of the persona of that spirit energy as well. And so becoming attuned to subtle energy takes work because your nervous system needs to be able to come down through a field of gross energy that is often distorting what I'll call truth or higher truth. And practicing at John of God in the current and in the energy vortex that's there makes it a lot easier to take it on back in a busy world, in a chaotic city or world that we live in. We have so many things that are suggested to us today, it's difficult for people to overcome some of that energy. And so those that might be starting out or trying to meditate might find it more difficult. But Spirit is always working in our favor, always. And, you know, I'm human too. I feel the challenges and the pulls and the worldly disorder and the energies that can test us and throw us off. But we have to kind of dig in harder and resolve ourselves to the fact that indeed we are availing ourselves to working at a subtler frequency. And in that subtler frequency is this beautiful, loving energy, a sweet, sweet energy that is far beyond what our brain can comprehend. It's beyond what the mental mind can do with energy. It really speaks to the heart, and the heart speaks to the soul, and the soul speaks to the spirit, and there is this alignment that takes place that makes us feel better instantly. And so the heart center of the sacred waterfall in Brazil, which is the actual vortex of that, it's the heart and soul of that area, is just replete with thousands of angels at work and entities of light that are hearing you. Of course, we're heard all the time. We're heard anywhere we go. In fact, if we knew how much we were heard, we might be thinking different thoughts and acting differently. That seems to be a problem in our world, that we think we can get away with anything that we're doing, but we can't. And what we're thinking affects us now and into the future. The projections that we have on others, the thoughts that we have at other people, the unloving behavior that we routinely are a part of somehow. Down there, people take that energy and begin to refine it and sand it down so that it's smoother. And the heart opens and you begin to feel that energy coming back of just grand love. And that then has you smiling at people and offering to assist more. It's just a wonderful give and take. I've seen many people leave there and many people go back. I've seen people hub there for many years and leave and go, oh my gosh, the world is crazy, and then they go back. I've seen others go there and get everything they need and never go back. But it's a work in progress, and the tolerance we have for each other and one another is what we need in this world. We need the compassion to understand that each of us is in a process, and that process is critical. And we are not allowed by spiritual law to interrupt another person's process. We can support it, or we can step away from it if it's not for us. But to interrupt or disrupt someone else's privacy, sacred moments, or process is going against spiritual truth. And that then begets karma, which comes back to a person. There's a lot of people that have an opinion about karma. The energy of give and take and the energies we experience can either be loving and uplifting, or they can be kind of challenging. And so holding space in a giant wave of energy, which is the world, can be challenging at times. Yet every moment of every day we have a choice. And that choice allows us the ability to see through things more clearly. Going back to mediumship, mediums that are more balanced are able to understand a higher perspective and truth. But even mediumship goes out the window at the most subtle realms of spirituality, because you give over the I of knowing anything. And you just are, and you're in it, and you're accepting of what is. That's a very big difference. Yet we need in our world the compassion. And so the first step of knowingness comes from an open-hearted attitude, coupled with the ability to, the willingness rather, to sit down and be still and receive. Sometimes it's not easy for people to say, I don't know. But to say, I don't know, allows a higher truth to come in. Because we can't possibly know all the things that are being worked out simultaneously on all dimensions. And they are. This is just one dimension. This is kind of a dense duality, polarized. And that duality then has us in a position of positive, negative, positive, negative. And the more that polarization is happening, such as right now in our world, it begets more tension. And then it takes more time to relax back into the open-hearted center space that can connect back up to your spirit. Our hearts are open first by intention and then by letting the nervous system relax. And as it switches over from a tense system into a quieted parasympathetic nervous system, the hormones in our body change, the chemistry in our body changes, and that then begets a different experience of reality in that moment. The goal is to be able to hold that or drop into that at any given moment, just like an athlete would default to a particular skill. And we haven't trained ourselves as a whole because our mind is in the way telling us, you know, things should be this way and things should be that way. And oh my gosh, what do you think of that person? And can you believe? And blah, blah, blah. And there's just an awful lot of dialogue. I always think, you know, what if you could be above the earth and hear all the thoughts of the humans on earth? That would be crazy. It would be chaotic. But what if the humans on earth were so in tune with nature and with one another that it was actually more of a quiet, beautiful soul song that was being heard from up on high? That's a thought. We can change ourselves and we can change our world simply by recognizing our state of being. And I think when you go to John of God in Brazil, your state of being is something that is very apparent to you after a little while. You can't escape it because your things come up in front of you and the experiences that you have move you to a more open-hearted position, and you can recognize the difference. When you get to see that difference and feel that difference, you know that, oh, I was a little too tense. Oh, I just didn't have that one quite right. And you go back and you try again. And that's the thing about the entities. They're so loving. Spirit world is loving. It's waiting to embrace us if we allow it to. It's waiting to give us love when we are ready. And most of the time, we're busy being fascinating and clever. And yet, the spirit world has a higher perspective, so it can be 10 times more clever than we ever expected. I see this time and again, and I have to laugh because when I watch the people go through their changes as they go through the process, it's sweet. It's heart opening. It just makes me smile inside and out. It's fun to watch people change and have those aha moments that go, wow, I didn't realize. Oh my gosh, I didn't know. And that happens every day there. Every day. There's so many beautiful healing stories. The entities know just how to work with people. Now, is this the only thing that people can do in the world for healing? No. But it is a place that I'm telling you about that is extraordinary, and it's different, and it's run this way, and these are the experiences that happen there. But you can hopefully train yourself so that you're connected to your spirit through faith, through meditation, through contemplation, through your own practices, that you might always feel connected wherever you go in the world. And I think that is what John of God said to me in the interview. I hope people find equilibrium, and we'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today we've been talking about my recent trip down to John of God and the healing trips that I do down there. We had a great, great trip. There were so many beautiful things. We got to see toucans and the monkeys. Oh my gosh. If you go to Making Life Brighter on Facebook, you'll follow along to see some of the things that I've posted and will yet post about this trip. I had monkeys come in and drink water out of my hand. It was so cool. And just everything about it is a magical kind of reset in life. And even the people that come from all over the world, the tolerance around the world, and all the things that this vortex brings to the earth plane for advancement, for healing, for allowing people to be in a way very, very available in their highest self. So it's a bit of a spiritual hospital. It's a kind of vortex for more ease in meditation, for prayer, for prayers being answered. And so much energy goes out from around the world. As I showed my group when I was there, their participation in group healing, in the healing of the planet, really is amplified from that position. And the more energy they put into that from that position, the more it goes out and comes back simultaneously, and you can actually feel it. We did an exercise at the Sacred Waterfall where we were allowed to go under a few times based on the entity's permissions that we got. And the in one of them, the people were focusing on the world and whatever they wanted to contribute to the healing of the earth. And everybody came out smiling. Everybody came out joyful. And it's just reciprocal. We lose that in ourselves. We're so stuck in our ego that we can't think beyond what this is. And the mental thinking clouds the ability to give and receive like a tuning fork of sorts, like a receiver. And if we can't receive what spirit is, how in the world do we broadcast? We're radiating energy all the time. We're broadcasting some kind of thought form at all times. And another thing that I was telling them and teaching them is that whatever you broadcast in this moment is not only logged as the entities there especially hear, see everything that you're doing, but it's not only logged, but it's cataloged. It's archived. So therefore, your thought goes out into space and continues. Imagine if all the thoughts were beautiful, empty, still thoughts of loving focus, and the energetic was that pure. What would that do for our planet? So they contemplated that. They worked with it. They worked with many concepts. We did portions of the Christ series. We did portions of other teachings, and we had long, long talks. We had so much fun. We had fun with the crystals. We had fun with the crystal beds. It was a beautiful, transformational position. And I can't say enough about what that is. And here's the irony. I had to deal with my tooth. And I came back, you know, and I had to go see the endodontist to kind of determine what was next with this tooth that I had a problem with when I was down there. And even that seems orchestrated because he had just seen a show on John of God the night before, and he couldn't believe it. So when I got in there, I was talking to him about it, and he was just, you know, blown away by the synchronicity of that, having me just come from this place, and here he is just seeing this thing, and he's talking to me about it. And then I get back home, and I have to deal with an air conditioner. So the fellow from the air conditioning company comes. This is so typical. And he's out there washing out my filter and things, and he says, "So, yeah, you were in Brazil for a bit, huh?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Where did you go?" And I said, "Oh, near Brasilia." And he said, "Did you go to John of God?" And I just laughed, and I said, "Yes, actually, I did. And I take people down to John of God." "Oh, yeah." I said, "How do you know about John of God?" And he said, "Oh, someone went down there 10 years ago. They had breast cancer." And I said, "Were they helped?" "Oh, yes, yes. They were very much helped. Yes, absolutely." And so there you have it. I mean, people again and again all over have so many things to say about this. And it's become kind of a mecca of sorts, but it's not a religious thing. Visiting John of God is a spiritual experience in a spiritual setting in a spiritual hospital. And it's a brilliant exchange. And if you get the opportunity or you want to go on another trip, contact me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com and I'll let you know if I have an upcoming trip. Also, be sure to check out Bob Eubank's show that I did last week. Bob is an icon, and his show is now on the archives. But Bob has an upcoming show about the Beatles and his time actually working with and promoting the Beatles. And he has never before heard stories about the Beatles, and he is actually going to have a showcase here in Thousand Oaks, California on the 12th. So if you're interested and you want to come out, you can go to bobeubanks.com and check that out and join us for a great show. We're going to have a good time. See, all these things are not random, because here all these people have come in the last few months that have been with John Lennon and Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. How many guests have I had already that have been part and parcel of the Beatles story in person? Not just hearsay, but actually worked with them. And then we're down at John of God in the Casa on Sunday singing Beatles songs. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's beautiful. And that's the fun of living on Earth, is seeing the synchronicity and all these things as they transpire, and knowing that there is a higher order orchestrating and working out many things to our advantage if we're open to them. if we can see them, if we can feel them even. So also, if you missed the show on the lady that rescues dogs, you might want to go back and check that out. It was in April with Vivian, the dog rescue lady, and she had a wonderful, well, she is wonderful in what she does, but she had a wonderful interview, sit down with me and explained really the plight of the animals down there, kind of what's going on. And she does a job of sending these animals out to good homes across the world. And a lot go back to the U.S. And they're just loving CASA dogs that are feral dogs, and they get a home after all. So it's hard to watch because Brazilians don't have the same opinion about dogs as we do here in America. And there are a lot of feral dogs, but they're so loving and they're so sweet, but they have to sort of beg for a living, and there's a hierarchy among the dogs, and it's literally dog eat dog. And it's just, you know, it's a tough go. So if you want to dedicate some money or some time to her cause, go check out that show and do so. Otherwise, you can adopt a dog by contacting her if you check out that show. And you would be giving a very loving, spiritual dog a home, and those dogs end up being very loyal in return. So I would highly recommend that if, in fact, you feel that that's something you want to do. Well, we just had a wonderful time in Brazil, and I can't say enough about it. I hope you guys go jolly out there. Thank you so much for listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and please share it with everybody, and especially those that are in need of healing. So thank you very much, and we're going to get back to you next week with some more here, hopefully uplifting, inspiring, and educational information. We have some great things coming up for you, so we have a little bit more on the left brain upcoming at the end of this month. And everybody go out and make somebody else's life brighter. Go jolly, everybody. Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!